Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
First down and 10, and Cutler looks to throw. Pressured by Anza. Got rid of it. Floats up and intercepted by Glover Quinn. Playing in his 100th consecutive game. And once again, the pressure came from the Pro Bowler Anza. And they will throw underneath Kelvin Johnson. First down Lions to the 44, and that should just about do it. His 10th catch of the day might be the ceiling.
That was it. Season over, 6-10. Put it in the books. 2015 has come to an end. Hamp and OB with Kaz. 312-981-7200, 720 WGN. I'm Mark Carman. Start of the show sponsored by GinosEast.com and sponsored by the Patrick Dealer Group. Jay Cutler picked off three times today, 17 of 23 through the air. Still had a quarterback rating of 97.5 because he barely had any incompletions, and he did throw two touchdown passes. But once again, the season comes to an end. Hamp, OB and I were given a couple thoughts on it. Why don't you let out your feelings as the season's sitting here at 6-10 and the Bears now into their offseason?
Okay. All right. 6-10. And what does that get you? Well, as you said, Kaz, it's a marginally better draft pick. Other than that, what did we find out today? We found out that this is an extremely untalented football team that has a hard time asserting itself in certain ways. And let me just say this. You know, Ryan Pace has done a pretty good job this year. You know, when you look on the defense, he found a bunch of stopgap players like John Timu that was an upgrade over a draft pick, Shea McClellan. A kid, Harold Jones Corte, he was an upgrade over the safeties that we had here that we started the season with. There was a lot of a flux. We had, Ratcliffe was cut. And basically told to never come back. Jared Allen was sent packing. So there was a lot of change. But all that being said, it was an embarrassment what he did not do for Jay Cutler. Now let me just say this. OB, your opening statement was exactly right. We've got a quarterback we can win with. We've got running backs we can win with. Forte, I'm sorry. We need to spend that money other places. I don't think he'll be back. I don't want him back because we saw today that somebody named Charles Leno Jr., who is playing left tackle, who is not good enough to play in the NFL when you put him in one-on-one situations, he got ate alive by Ziggy Ansah. Now, okay, Ziggy is a Pro Bowler. Okay, that's good. Ryan Pace, genius. Won't you put a tight end over there and protect your quarterback? Won't you do something to help a dock worker left tackle? Now, all that being said, the wide receivers that we saw play for the Bears today, that was an embarrassment. Jay Cutler had to have a meet and greet before the game to find out who the hell they are. You want to name them? I'll name them for you if you want, but nobody's going to ever remember their names because they're not going to be on this roster next year. We need a complete overhaul at the wide receiver position. Here's the problem, Kaz. Everybody in this town knows this team is scared to let Alshon Jeffrey go. I'm just saying, you're going to have to pay him $14 million as a franchise player, and that's all I would do is designate him as a franchise guy. Oh. But I saw, and anybody that watched the bowl games over the last 2 days, on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, there had to be a dozen receivers that would have started for the Bears. A dozen! Guys that knew how to get open, guys that knew how to catch, guys that knew how to play the game. We have guys right. Named, what do we got? Josh Fell on Me. We got Cameron Meredith, a project that was a quarterback that the quarterback tries to force a ball to him, and he hasn't got enough guts or sense to knock the ball down. He lets it be intercepted. So all these different players that we saw today, I've seen enough. And you know what? It's a damn shame because this is a great organization, and we didn't give our best player, Jay Cutler, a better chance of winning because you had Charles Leno Jr. trying to block a Pro Bowler by himself all day, and he got his can hand it to him. You saw receivers trying to make it, well, he made a couple of plays. Not enough. Not good enough. You got to be able to be a pro in this league. We've got a bunch of wannabes. And after that, what do we got on defense? We got maybe two guys that could have started for the Lions. So, Ryan Pace, I give you a half-hearted applause for what happened thus far. But, man, the heavy lifting starts now.
Yeah, but look, this is his first year. He has a lot to roll over. He brought in coaches that, Ed, you and I have discussed all year about. I think overall they did a solid job with what they had. Bottom line is this, you need talent to win in the National Football League, and the Bears did not have enough talent this year. They played hard. They did the things you're supposed to do and give yourself chances. There's games that got away from them. But when it's all said and done, there's going to be a big rollover on the roster. The questions that you talk about, Mark Carmen, listen, unfortunately, and I still think Matt Forte has a lot in the tank, but like Dan said, it's you have so many needs that it's really hard to tie up that much money when you got to tie up a guy that I wish we could get rid of, but no show. Jeffrey actually has, when he shows up, he actually can play. So you're going to have to dedicate money there that should have gone to Forte because this guy didn't have the fortitude or the guts to play injured. I'm talking where I know Forte can do that, but that's just how it works. Kyle Long is going to stay, Ed, I know, and I agree with you, but he's going to stay at tackle because, quite frankly, that's the premium spot in the National Football League. And he is their best lineman. He is their best. He is their best lineman, and that's where he's going to go. And he's going to stay there. And nobody's going to change that. It doesn't matter.
I differ with you guys again. He wasn't our best. Our best lineman was Slauson. Our most versatile and our best
this year. Yes,
play by play, game by game. Slauson is a monster. Kyle Long is a monster at guard. And you mean to tell me that we can't go out in free agency and find somebody and bring him in to play left tackle or right tackle?
No, it doesn't happen. The National Football League, that's the premium spot, Ed. I wish there are 32 teams and maybe 12 have a left tackle that they don't have to chip. Although apparently our offensive coordinator doesn't understand the concept of tight ends chipping backs chipping on tackles.
What was the matter with taking Bushrod, bringing him back, he's healthy at left tackle. We paid a fortune for him to get him from New Orleans. Stick him in a left tackle. Let's see what Leno can do at right tackle. And if he needs some help, like Dan said and I said the fewer weeks before, let's get a back that can help chip, block, or a tight end. Let's see what we got. But keeping Kyle Long out of tackle is not the way to go. You're not going to win a Super Bowl. Period.
Hey,
it ain't going to happen.
I'm not arguing with you. What I'm telling you is,
accentuate the positive.
I am telling you what's going to happen.
Is where he was at right guard. The thing that bothers me about this team, offensively, Cutler's there, game after game, ready to go. Why we don't even put a back or a slot back? We don't use anybody in motion. We don't use crossing ends.
No question.
Finally today, we see a bomb thrown on a fly pattern for 45 yards. Okay?
To our kick returner.
To our kick returner. And he catches it shockingly.
Offensively, we don't go after people. I mean, I look constantly and game after game and look, what the hell are they thinking about? Come on. Where's the crossing ends? Where's the deep post patterns? I don't get it. I'd rather see that than them a little bucket screens and slip screens or whatever you want to call them. I'm sick and tired of seeing that. But what I want to see him do is grow up and let's attack. And by the way, we won six games. What was it, in the fourth quarter? We were down a touchdown, and we settle with what, about 3 minutes to go or something like
5:41.
5:41 to go. We settle for a field goal. What does that do?
That's Sean Fox.
That's absolutely nothing. Let me finish. I'm telling you, that's the most aggravating thing I saw this whole game. Why aren't you trying to win the football game? And if you don't make it, you've got them down deep, Detroit deep in their own territory, and let's go after them defensively. Why you don't go and try and score a touchdown is beyond me. Try to win a football game.
Well, and I'll answer
driving
the question.
Me nuts all year.
I'll answer the question, Ed, and here's the answer is
well,
simple.
Well, you better have a good answer.
I do have a good answer, by the way. Yes, I do. It's called we're not playing the Denver Broncos, but remember, we had this discussion against the Denver Broncos when he chose not to go for it, or he chose to kick the field goal, or he chose to go for it instead of kick the field goal, and they lose by a point or 2 points. That was a mistake. With 5:11 to go, they kick the field goal on 4th and 10. I understand if it's 4th and 4, 4th and 3, Ed, you do it there. I agree. But here's the point.
Glenn, they won 6 games. Six.
I understand, but you do not get away from what put you in position to win games. Jay Cutler had the ball with 2 minutes to go, and he throws an interception.
Okay.
That's the problem. They were driving. Cutler doesn't throw
that
pick, and he scores.
Grabbed his arm.
Right,
Glenn,
I get it, right, because our coordinator didn't think to chip with the running back. But the point being is, Ed, if Cutler has that opportunity and we actually play smart, I guarantee you he punches in the end zone and we're talking about a victory.
Okay, did that happen?
It did not. It did not.
There's a oh, wow, that was great, guys. Really enjoyed listening to all of that. Let me just make a couple points as we go to break. Number one, on the deep ball, that was the one catch all day by Deontay Thompson. You're talking about crossing routes? They ran a ton of them today with a guy by the name of Mark Mariani.
He caught a ton of balls.
That was passing over the middle.
Yes.
Not crossing in.
Well, he
that
crossed. He
finally,
crossed.
And by the way, we finally figured that out, too. Let me just, here, while I'm going here.
Yes.
If we're going to come back next year, okay, and we're going to have this philosophy of playing scared-to-death football and not attacking on both sides of the ball, you think we're going to get to the Super Bowl? Anybody in this room or any of our listeners out there, do you really believe we're going to get to the Super Bowl playing this kind of football? Not a chance.
We're not going to get to the Super Bowl with this kind of team talent either. So, I mean, you got to do both.
You
got to
do
both. We're saying, Ed, we're all saying the same thing. The frustration is they let it get to this point.
And let me explain. You know, and Ed, you've got to understand what's going on here. And I've made this point over the years. You know, the five positions, premium positions, every great team has to have. You've got to have a great receiver, a great quarterback, and a great left tackle. Not a right guard, a great left tackle. On defense, you got to have a pass rusher and a great corner. Now, you could change that with a linebacker, but those are the five spots. Those are the spots. Now, wait a minute. Where I'm going with this is, this team, as we said here, right now, today, what do we got? We got one of them. We got one.
A great quarterback. Yep.
We got a great quarterback.
That's it.
Now
we've got running backs.
Well, running back doesn't mean that much in this league anymore. You look at, I know Adrian Peterson's a great player. He'll probably, they'll hand the ball off 35 times tonight. They'll give it to somebody else 15 times. I'm just saying, the game has changed. But my point is, eventually, we have to identify what is the ultimate criteria. It looks to me like Adam Gase isn't trying to win. He's trying to look good.
Yep.
And on defense, Vic Fangio, knowing what he has on defense, knowing that, hey, we could get turnovers, we could try and maybe put us in a position to score more, but he doesn't want to get his butt embarrassed. So we don't blitz, and we play passive. So with the personnel we have today, don't wait around for it. It ain't going to come until we get better.
You just made my point again, Dan.
That's what I'm saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying is what you just said. And by the way, you talked about people coming in and changing and upgrading a little bit. Can you imagine this? We have a free agent inside linebacker to come in for a number one draft choice, Shea McClellan, and that's an upgrade.
Scary.
How embarrassing is that?
Scary.
Well, and that's
a rookie third-round pick starting at safety, and it was an upgrade. That's embarrassing.
We can look at the biggest needs coming back, or we can also look at how much turnover there was this season and what Vic Fangio was up against putting this defense together.
Let me tell you something. I don't care if Dan or Glenn or you come up with that. Every time you come up, like this is the only team that injuries and things happen to, it happens with every team in this league. I told you. New England, 4 or 5 years ago, won a Super Bowl with 13 starters out.
I'm not arguing with you, OB. I'm not arguing with you at all. Weather in the first 5 minutes. Watch Chicago's first weather report at 10 p.m. with Tom Skilling. Weeknights on WGN TV News at 10. It wasn't just injuries. They were just bad. Get out of here.
We'll try something else. They don't have the personnel. Right. And then you add in the injuries, and it becomes really stinky.
Right. It was a combination, which, listen, they'll have more talent next year. It would be hard not to, you would think, with an offseason.
Well, we hope so. And that's Ryan Pace's job.
I'll give you the amount of cap space they have coming back here and what really is possible.
$50 million.
It's a lot. No, it was the tease, Obi. I was going to leave that out there.
There's not. That's not. A lot of room, hey, Mark.
If that's your best team,
it's not nothing.
No, we're in trouble.
That's not.
Yeah, if that's it.
That's not a fact.
That was a part of it, Obi. That was just
$14 million going to your wide receiver. You already took a big chunk.
I say I'll give you the number. Obi just fires it out there. Hamp and Obi with Kaz 720 WGN. Looking to talk to you 312-981-7200 720 WGN.